I always just assumed it was like, oh, well, you know, this person didn't appreciate me and I just have to find someone who will. Well, if I first appreciated myself and I had clear boundaries in place, then I could have avoided that whole situation altogether. But if you have an idea that's nagging you and you can't let it go, and like you may have fell off or maybe you're not consistent, but it's still like plaguing your mind and it won't go away, it's because more than likely you're supposed to do that thing. And you need to stop seeking validation from other people. And if other people are not doing it the way you envision it, you need to not look at that like a sign, like you're not supposed to do it. You are supposed to do it exactly how you picture it. And that is why you are picturing it that way. Hello and welcome back to another episode. My name is Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, a few updates before we get into today's episode. Last week, I told y'all, you know, I was going on vacation for a month and I was contemplating taking a break in terms of not posting episodes. However, I have been consistent for a whole year and some change now, meaning I have not missed an episode for a whole year, over a year now. And I had a meeting with my mentor the other day, and funny enough, just as I was thinking of taking a break, he said, don't do that. So I finally got my life together and I have decided to just schedule some episodes in advance so that I don't leave y'all hanging for a whole month while I'm on vacation. However, thankfully, I will be getting a well-deserved break after over a year of consistently publishing episodes, because I won't be recording while I'm on vacation. But so technically I will be on an actual vacation, like not actually having to record, but I would basically be doing all of the work this week so that y'all don't get left hanging. So it's a win-win. That is good news. I'm very happy about that. I just have to get my life together. And you know I drag y'all about procrastination and being too comfortable, but for the life of me, I have been struggling to batch record these episodes because I'm in vacation mode and I'm like planning and like trying to buy outfits and stuff like that. And I just have to get out of the way. No excuses. I am saying this so that y'all hold me accountable. I will not miss a week, okay? I have to practice what I preach. Oh, and one more thing. If you have any suggestions for episodes or suggestions for anything at all, feel free to DM me. I actually plan on making more lifestyle content and stuff like that while I am on vacation, but because I'm trying to do a challenge where I just create content like TikToks and Reels every single day for 30 days or so and not worry about the quality of the content or anything like that, because I have been procrastinating too much. I have been in a space where I feel like I'm looking at people who make TikToks and vlogs and stuff like that, and I'm comparing the fact that I have never even made one to the quality of theirs who have been doing it for like over a year now. And it has made me go into this space of like analysis paralysis and procrastination. So sooner or later, I'll be starting a challenge where I just post a TikTok or a reel every single day just to get myself into the habit of doing it so that I'm no longer saying, oh, I want to do this and I'm still not doing it. I'm trying to create that same kind of consistency that I have with my podcasts on other types of content and just stop procrastinating and get over myself. So More on that to come later, and it will most likely be an update on my actual Instagram. So make sure you follow me at secluded.thoughts or just secluded thoughts on TikTok. It's just secluded thoughts, no dot. But yeah, so that is all of the updates I have. Good news, that will not be missed in a week. And, you know, I will hopefully be having a well-deserved month-long vacation, living my best life. And yeah, but let us get into the episode for today. Today I'm going to be talking about something that I don't think it's triggering. It might be triggering. It's probably triggering. It's a little bit triggering. Yeah, it's a little bit triggering. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I will let you know in advance. It's not that bad. It might make you just think about your life, but it's not terrible, I promise. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Today I want to talk about something that I learned a few years ago, and I briefly mentioned it in like a really old episode last year, but I want to add a new perspective to it. Because I really think some people need to hear this. I definitely needed to hear it. And hopefully it really resonates with you. Hopefully it reaches the people that it was meant to reach. Because I would have wasted a lot less time had somebody told me this in the beginning. But, you know, you live and you learn. This episode is for you if you have noticed that you are being taken for granted a lot lately, and you find yourself waiting on somebody to come around and treat you better and treat you how, you know, you might think you deserve, or you're waiting for somebody to just come around and like truly appreciate you. Or let's say you just like you want to be treated a certain way, but you're waiting on somebody to come and give you that type of treatment that you want. Or perhaps, you know, you are just being overlooked for something, maybe at your job, maybe in a friend group, maybe in your family, whatever it is, you could be feeling like you're being overlooked for some reason. And in your mind, you think the solution is to just put yourself in a better environment with people who will appreciate you and people who will help you feel seen. Or you have an idea for something that is new, something that is unique, and you are looking for inspiration for people who have already done it, so you can kind of get like an example of how it's done, or get like a mentor, whether distant or a personal mentor, to help you figure out how to do things. But you can't really find anybody who is doing something the way you are thinking of doing it right now. If any of those things apply to you, then this episode is for you. The one thing I really want you to remember, if you can relate to any of that, the one thing I really need to tell you is that nobody is coming. Nobody is coming, and you should not wait on somebody to come to change those circumstances. Now, let me explain before y'all fight me. Nobody is coming because the answer is you. You are the answer. Like, this is the ultimate accountability episode right now. And I have been guilty of all of these things I just explained. So trust me, I'm speaking from experience. I'm not trying to just drag you, right? I'm dragging myself. Because the truth is, you have to show the world how they get to treat you. You have to take accountability for what kind of treatment you allow from people. And you have to realize that your worth doesn't come from how other people choose to value you or treat you. It comes from yourself, how you choose to treat yourself and how you value yourself first. So let's dissect each one of these examples that I gave so I can explain it more in depth, so you don't feel just hot and bothered for no reason, right? So let's say you are being taken for granted and you think the solution is just cutting people off and finding people or somebody who will appreciate you, right? Been there. Here's what I've realized. People are going to treat you how you allow them to treat you. So if you tell people, or if you make people believe that it is okay because you constantly allow people to just treat you however they want to treat you, they're not all of a sudden going to change, especially if it benefits them or it's a convenience for them in some way, shape, or form. I've been there with the type of treatment I have allowed from other people. And I always just assumed it was like, oh, well, you know, this person didn't appreciate me and I just have to find someone who will. Well, if I first appreciated myself and I had clear boundaries in place, then I could have avoided that whole situation altogether. It's because of my lack of boundaries and because of how I did not value myself as much as I needed to. That's why I was taken advantage of in the first place. So yes, a part of the solution is actually surrounding yourself with people who will appreciate you, who value you, who will treat you the way you want to be treated, who will respect you, etc., etc., respect your boundaries. But that is like, that's not the answer to the problem per se. Because that kind of thing won't come unless you put those boundaries in place. Unless you first learn how to value yourself and you start making some changes in your life in terms of who's in your life and how you allow people to treat you. You have to first set the boundaries. You have to first set the standard and show people how to treat you before you go recruiting other people in your life. Because if you just think, oh, well, it didn't work out with that person, let me just find somebody who will treat me better. You didn't really do much work on yourself. And maybe that person might be slightly better, but they still might be trash because you really don't have your boundaries in order. So the first thing you have to do is hold yourself accountable for how you allow people to treat you. It starts with you. And trust me, I've been there. Do not put the solution in other people's hands. Like, do not just let the way you are treated be dictated based on whoever the person is. Like, don't allow yourself to be treated any kind of way just based on who the person is and how they choose to treat you. Like, actually set the criteria, set your standards, and then literally go through a process of elimination for the people in your life. Trust me, I've been doing that. My life has been significantly better. Okay, just not leaving things in people's hands is just peace over here. It's peace over here now. So as it pertains to how you get treated, how you are valued, whether or not you're appreciated or taken for granted, the solution is not in other people. The solution is first with you to set the boundaries, to set your standards, and to show people how they get to treat you. Don't just wait on somebody to come around and hopefully treat you right, and the right is only slightly better than what you just had because you really never defined the criteria of how you wanted to be treated, and you never even treated yourself like that first to get used to it so that you're not too dependent on somebody else for it. The answer is literally you, it's not somebody else. Hold yourself accountable to the standards you set for yourself first before you try to enforce it on somebody else, because people will always look at how you treat yourself as the blueprint of how they treat you. So that example was basically in regards to relationships and other people. Now, the other one, the big one, is as it pertains to starting new things and new tasks or new hobbies, like me starting podcasting, for example, or back when I had a blog in college. I told y'all about my whole year that I wasted essentially seeking validation for my idea in episode 3, and I explained how that worked out and all of that. So if you're interested, go listen to the full thing. But long story short, okay, so before we move on, I have a surprise for you. If you don't already know, I do have 4 journals for self-reflection, relationships, your vision, and healing. And they basically come with journal prompts to actually help you get your life together in these areas. And if you think the way I speak is triggering, the journal prompts will also be triggering. You know why? Because I created them. It's not no happy-go-merry, what is your day like? No, the same way I drag you on this podcast is the same way I drag you with these journal prompts so that you can actually get your life together. So if you're interested, I am now giving 20% off only to my podcast listeners. I do not advertise this anywhere else. You cannot find this anywhere else. This is only for you because you listen to my podcast. So if you're interested, go to secludedthoughts.com/journals and use code STP20. Now back to the episode.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
So I basically spent a year of my life procrastinating on an idea that I had because I wanted to I had an idea for something and I wanted to execute on it in a particular way, but I had no idea how to do the thing because it was new to me. So I tried to research and find other people who were doing it. And because I did not see anybody who was doing it similarly to how I envisioned it, I assumed that I had a bad idea because I was like, if nobody is doing it, then, you know, like the people who are successful in doing things similar to it, that must be the only way to do it. And my idea probably won't work. And I literally almost talked myself out of it because I didn't find an example. And I had to realize, and I'm telling you this because I hope you realize that sometimes the reason you can't find people who are doing something that you have an idea to do, or when you're researching, you can't find anybody who's doing something quite like you envision it, is because you are the one who's supposed to do it that way. So if you don't see anybody else doing it the way you're thinking about it, don't take that as a sign that your idea doesn't work or it's not going to work or it's not a good idea. It just means that you are the one who's supposed to execute on it that way. And as y'all probably know by now, I choose to run all my ideas through God because, you know, when I was trying to live my life without him, it was just very ghetto and I didn't really know what I was doing. So, and I'm not trying to necessarily force Christianity down anybody's throat or anything like that. But I do believe that you need to believe in like a higher power. You need some level of spirituality. You need to be in tune with your intuition because trying to figure things out on your own is very ghetto. And I say all that to say, sometimes you have an idea and it's just something random. And sometimes you have an idea to do something big and it's like a nagging feeling and it won't go away because God is trying to tell you, or your intuition is trying to tell you, that that's something that you seriously need to do. Like, it could be part of your purpose or whatever. Like, it's going to vary by person. But if you have an idea that's nagging you and you can't let it go, and like, you may have fell off or maybe you're not consistent, but it's still like plaguing your mind and it won't go away, it's because more than likely you're supposed to do that thing. And you need to stop seeking validation from other people. And if other people are not doing it the way you envision it, you need to not look at that like a sign, like you're not supposed to do it. You are supposed to do it exactly how you picture it. And that is why you are picturing it that way. Like, you could be sitting on some type of revolutionary idea right now, but because nobody has validated your idea yet, you think it's a bad idea. Do not wait for years from now or months from now to see somebody actually execute on something that you first thought of, but you never did it. Do not allow yourself to live with regrets and wake up years from now and think, oh, I wish I did this back then. That's one thing about me, if you don't know by now. Sometimes I make, you know, some crazy decisions and stuff like that, or I guess it seems crazy in the moment. But one thing about me is I made a promise to myself a very long time ago that I would not let fear dictate my life. So anytime I want to do something and I find myself extremely afraid, I may not do it immediately. I most likely will not do it immediately, but I always do it eventually because I never want to live my life with regrets. I never want to wake up a year from now, 10 years from now. I never want to be on my deathbed and think, I wish I did this when I had a chance or when I had the idea. Like, that is a very scary way to live, if I'm being completely honest with you. It's actually scary to do that because you are literally, I am literally fighting my fears every day. I'm literally fighting my fears all the time. But I just, like, if you are listening, if you are watching my podcast, then, I mean, this is episode 65. This is episode 65. 65 weeks I have been doing this, and I procrastinated for 3 months. I almost never did this. You would have never been listening to me today if I waited on somebody to tell me that starting a podcast was a good idea. Like, podcasts are getting a lot of traction now, but a few years ago, like, they weren't really a thing. Like, people weren't really paying attention to podcasts. But if I waited on somebody to validate my idea, if I waited on somebody to tell me it was a good idea, if I waited to see people making a podcast or doing a blog exactly how I envisioned it, I would not be talking to you today and you would not be listening to me because I would have never done it. Sometimes you have to do it the way you are thinking about doing it. Stop looking for other people who have already done it so you can learn from them. You just have to start and figure it out along the way. And your tribe will come, your people will come. When I started my podcast, I didn't know anybody doing it. And now a year in, I'm in a whole mastermind with a whole bunch of podcasters. And like, I literally take this thing very seriously because I'm genuinely interested in it. You will learn along the way, but stop waiting on somebody to come and tell you it's a good idea. And stop waiting to find somebody who is doing it the way you are doing it to validate or make you feel like, yeah, it's a good idea because somebody has done it before. You have to not be afraid to be the first at doing something. And that's terrifying and that's easier said than done. But I believe that people always hear things that's meant for them to hear, because you may not have listened to every single episode that I have ever dropped, but I believe you are listening to this one because for whatever reason, you needed to hear this. So I'm really going to do my best to drill it into your mind. Stop procrastinating and stop waiting on somebody to come and save you, on somebody to come validate your ideas. Nobody is coming. Nobody is going to come. You are the person that's supposed to come. You are the person. Like, the answer is literally you. That's a very tough lesson that I learned, I think, in 2019. Yeah, in 2019, I learned this lesson. Nobody is coming. You are literally the answer. You are the answer. I wish, or I don't wish, I guess I learned it how I had to learn it, and I'm saying it now, so hopefully you don't have to go through the trials and tribulations that I had to go through for that long year. In that long year of procrastinating and just constantly doing a bunch of research, procrastination disguised as research, and then telling myself, well, nobody's doing it, so it must not be a good idea. My life would be completely different if I never started the things I wanted to start because I was waiting on somebody to validate the idea. a lot of things would have never aligned for me to be on this podcast and for you to be listening to me right now if I waited. And I am making this, you know, relatively brief episode to really try to drill that into your mind. Stop looking to other people to be the solution to your problems, to the things you have been praying for. Sometimes the solution does include other people. Sometimes, yes, it does include other people helping you along the way. But you have to first decide that you are the answer, not anybody else. Don't put that on anybody else to hold your future in their hands. Some people will play a role, but it's not 100% up to them. No matter how much they may help you, because you first have to put in the work for people to even want to help you. You first have to appeal to people in some way for them to say, I want to help you in this way, or I want to invest in whatever you have going on, or I want to treat you like a queen or something. You know, like, you have to first carry yourself like that to attract the type of people that will be able to help you. You have to essentially walk in whatever it is you want, whatever it is you're trying to manifest, you know, as it pertains to waiting on people to treat you a certain way or to appreciate you, to you know, like stuff like that. Like, you have to first, like, you are the answer. Part of me feels like this sounds like, you know, like a motivational video or something, but it's really just that simple. I think people really tend to just underestimate the power of accountability sometimes because it seems like a buzzword. I know I have my typical saying that I say in the beginning of every episode about how it's about accountability and becoming the best version of yourself, but I hope that doesn't make you numb to the term, because there is really power in accountability. I would not have made it this far in my life if I relied on other people to do things that I was responsible to do for myself. And this has nothing to do with my prior hyper-independence, okay? Because, you know, I have worked on myself. I don't resonate with that anymore. But I just realized that there's so much power in accountability and taking my life into my own hands, taking matters into my own hands, and not being, you know, at anybody's footstool, waiting on them and hoping that they do something to change my life. Like, it literally starts with you. People will come along and bless you and help you in many different ways, but most people are motivated to or feel inclined to help you or bless you because they see your character and they see your consistency, or they see your growth, your progress, your faith, your belief in whatever it is you're doing. So these things may make them feel inclined to help you, and they could very well have the power to change your life, but it literally starts with you. It's not up to anybody. People will come, but please do not sit around waiting on somebody to come into your life and just make it drastically change. Like, you have to first want that for yourself. You have to raise your standards. You have to create boundaries. And I made a whole episode 2 weeks ago on creating boundaries, so go listen to that. But yeah, there is about a handful of things that I did to really significantly change my life, and taking accountability and not waiting on people to come and save me or come and validate my worth or my ideas or tell me I'm doing a good job or rely on people to clap for me or be proud of me. Taking accountability of my life was one of the single most important things that I have done that significantly changed my life. That's why I make that the focal point of this podcast. That's why I don't make any episodes where I talk about hardships from the perspective of this is other people's fault and you know, people treat you this way and blah, 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 and complain about it. There's a reason why every time I make an episode, no matter how triggering, no matter how hard, no matter what the topic is about, there's a reason why I always talk about it from the standpoint of accountability. Because literally, you can only control your actions. You can't control other people. And you cannot sit around waiting on other people to come into your life and validate you or anything you have going on or anything you want to have going on. So put yourself out of your misery, get up and get to work, okay? And stop waiting on somebody to come into your life and just magically change it. The somebody that you are waiting on is you. That's the only person that can truly make a difference, okay? That is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.